Angolans have elected their first new president in nearly 40 years. João Lourenço, the president-elect, has said he wants to reduce the country's dependence on oil. But critics say the country's economic problems and inequality do not come from dependence on oil. Rather, they say that these problems come from bad governance. Kialopo Feliciana sells food at a market in Luanda. She makes about $18 a day. But the business is very costly, she told VOA recently. That is why she has little money for her home and family. Of the money she makes, Feliciana brings home about $9 a day. But her family depends on the money, she says, because her adult son cannot find a job. Unemployment is around 26% in the country. On the other side of town from Feliciana, there are large houses and upscale stores on many streets. At a gelato shop, customers spend what is equal to Feliciana's daily income in one visit. Retiring President José Eduardo dos Santos lives in this neighborhood. During his 38-year rule, he was often accused of spending the government's oil income on himself and those close to him. Angola is Africa's second-largest oil producer, but that wealth has not helped all Angolans. President-elect Lourenço says he wants to develop industries other than oil. Before the election, he told a crowd that he wants to increase activity in agriculture, tourism, industry, and other areas of the economy. But his critics say the problem is far simpler. Manuel Fernandez is an opposition lawmaker. He told VOA that poverty in the country is not because of the drop in oil prices. Poverty in the country, he said, comes from bad governance. Government critic and reporter Rafael Marquez says Lourenço is in a difficult situation because Dos Santos still controls much of the nation's wealth. The question is, how is he going to run the country without money? He said. Marquez says that people who were members of the government are living with a tight control over the economic assets of the country, which they will not pass on to the new president. It is a difficult situation for Lourenço. Once the official vote count is confirmed, he must turn to the task of governing. I'm John Russell.